From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian and rebel forces continue to clash today in the city of Aleppo, where some 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped. Meantime, the World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of the sick and wounded. The WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrikes by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, that agreement would go into force. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says he finds comments by the Philippines leader comparing himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler deeply troubling. President Rodrigo Duterte said Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now there are 3 million drug addicts. He said he would be happy to slaughter them. Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office this summer. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it will postpone a November meeting of the heads of South Asian countries, blaming arch-rival India for derailing the process of regional cooperation. Move comes amid escalating border and diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi over allegations Pakistan was behind a deadly assault earlier in the September on an Indian army base in divided Kashmir. Pakistan, which was to host the summit, said it deplored India's decision not to attend. China's newly appointed Communist Party secretary for the Tibetan Autonomous Region, Wu Jingzhe, says countering the Dalai Lama's influence in Tibet is Beijing's highest regional priority. Beijing officials see projects such as improving Mandarin proficiency among minorities and in grade schools as key to bringing the people in Tibet closer to China, but many Tibetans view these as a cultural assimilation measures. Colombia is voting in a referendum tomorrow on whether to ratify a historic peace accord to end the war between the government and the communist rebels. War has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions, and many say the stakes are high since the Colombian government says it has no plan B if voters reject the accord. The polls indicate it will pass by a wide margin. Daniela is a student and plans to vote yes, she says. She says all of this is important for its time to forgive people. The Colombian government has been fighting the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, for 52 years. Pilgrims from across Georgia gathered at a Tbilisi stadium today, where Pope Francis celebrated Mass for the country's tiny Catholic community. This Tbilisi resident said, for the Christian world and others, the visit of the Pope is very significant because he's not only the leader of the Catholic Church, but urges peace around the world. Pope Francis, who arrived in Georgia on Friday, wants to use his visit to improve ties with the Georgian Orthodox Church. If asking Google how to register to vote translates to votes, well, there's some good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the searches for the Spanish phrase for registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. A poll just conducted last week shows that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival Donald Trump among likely Hispanic voters. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.